You're listening to SBS News.
Kmart, The Good Guys and Bunnings. They're go-to retailers for many Australian shoppers. But most are unaware that facial recognition technology is in use. An investigation by Choice, the Australian Consumers Association, has found that the store's privacy policies were not easy to find, whether online or in-store. Kate Bauer is a consumer data advocate for Choice.
When we looked at these retailers, we did find mentions of facial recognition in the online privacy policies. And Bunnings and Kmart do have very small signs at the entrances to their stores. We don't feel that this is sufficient notice for customers, which is demonstrated by the fact that 76% of people had no idea that this technology was in use. What we'd like to see is the Information Commissioner take a closer look at these businesses to see if they are in fact meeting their requirements under the Privacy Act.
Retailers say that the technology won't be used to track people or for marketing purposes. The Good Guys told SBS that facial recognition is currently being trialled in two stores to prevent theft and antisocial behaviour. In a statement, Bunnings said that its CCTV systems use the technology to help identify persons of interest who have previously been involved in incidents of concern in their stores. The company adding that they believed this technology is an important measure to help maintain a safe and secure environment for both staff and customers, although many who fall into the latter category seem less than impressed.
I think it's a bit of Big Brother watching over us, and I'd be a little bit scared of that.
It doesn't matter what you think about it, it's inevitable. And if the reason they're doing it is to stop people pilfering or abusing their staff, well, I'm not a pilferer nor an abuser, so I would be personally offended if they used that system for my activities in their store. They need to do more than just put it on their website and have a small sign at the top of the stairs. There needs to be appropriate, well-understood signage.
The technology captures and stores unique biometric information, but without people's consent, it raises serious questions about whether this violates principles of the Privacy Act. And it fails to pass the pub test amongst the experts. Professor Mark Andrejevic from Monash University says the legality of such technology being enforced by retailers without the knowledge of consumers is questionable territory.
It sounds kind of creepy, the ability to identify people in a crowd without their knowing about it. And I think the folks who are interested in implementing it understand that in some respects, people are going to be alarmed by it, and they'd rather just kind of implement it without drawing a lot of attention to it. People, once they become aware of this, may file complaints. One of the issues that I think we're facing is that we don't have a clear set of legal principles that are dedicated to this specific technology. And I think we're going to need that down the road.
Other experts like Professor Toby Walsh from UNSW say that accuracy is another big issue with the technology.
It doesn't work very well for women compared to men. It doesn't work very well for people of colour compared to white people. And it works even less well for women of colour. And so there are fundamental questions to ask about whether people are going to be discriminated against because it's not working very well for them.
In any case, it's not something that customers can easily choose to opt out of. Tina Quinn, SBS News.